It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The United States is in the middle of a summer wave of COVID infections that's expected to stretch into September. Wisconsin has seen a steady increase in COVID hospitalizations this summer, though not as high as peak levels last winter, according to data from the state's Department of Health Services.
On Thursday, the Food and Drug Administration approved two updated COVID vaccines, and these new vaccines are expected to be available at Wisconsin pharmacies this week. And the federal government announced that it will start providing free COVID test kits later next month.
Dr. Jonathan Tempty is Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He serves on the CDC's COVID-19 Vaccine Work Group and the Adult RSV Vaccine Work Group. Dr. Tempty, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. It's always a pleasure to join you.
And let's talk about this summer wave of COVID. I want to have it in perspective. It looks like the numbers were bigger, for example, last winter. But I'm hearing anecdotally a lot of people, 1 or 2 degrees of separation from me, getting positive tests. Put this wave in perspective for us.
Well, if we go all the way back to the beginning of COVID, we are now starting to see that every year we're having two peaks, a big peak in the wintertime and a lesser peak in the summertime. And so we're right in that middle of that summer peak right now. I think the good news is we should be tapering off and dropping on down before too late in the fall. But yeah, this is something that we have to deal with on an annual basis. And that kind of leads us to what you led in with some of the vaccine issues.
Yeah, talk about this new vaccine, more targeted, I understand, toward the latest strains.
Absolutely. So the current vaccine that's just been approved last week by the FDA targets one of the variants. The name is KP2, but it's one of the variants that is in the highest circulation right now. And we're always playing a guessing game and kind of a catch-up game as to what the best variant to put in the vaccine is going to be. But all the experts have agreed that this is probably the best one for right now. And as you had mentioned, we should start seeing that vaccine roll into pharmacies and to physician offices within the next few weeks.
Let's talk about the latest strains. COVID, like a lot of viruses, mutates, changes, a response to the conditions in the world. The concerns are, you know, does a new strain get more communicable? Does it get more dangerous? What do we know about the top strains out there right now?
Well, that's a great question. And over the course of this virus, we have seen just really impressive rates of mutation. So it's changing over time. And the good news is that it has not become more harmful with time. Actually, it has tended to become less harmful or less pathogenic. On the other hand, it becomes more and more transmissible. So the virus we have right now is very easily transmitted human to human. But we have the benefit of not only a safe and effective vaccine, but we also have the benefit of previous exposure or previous infection. And both those really tamp down the likelihood of having a bad outcome.
All right, let's get super practical on the vaccines. Who is being recommended to get this vaccine maybe day one when it hits the pharmacy? And who else maybe should be thinking about getting on that list?
Well, the nice thing here is we have now harmonized the recommendations for both influenza vaccines and for COVID vaccines. And basically, anyone age 6 months through the later years of life should get this vaccine this fall. And we know that we can provide both vaccines together in a safe manner. People can get them separately, but boy, if you're in the doctor's office or in the pharmacy, why not roll up the sleeve and get both?
People might be wondering, you know, is this like movie sequels? Do I need to see editions 1 through 4 before I see number 5? Or can people jump in on this newest vaccine, even if they skipped a couple of the boosters along the way?
Yeah, the current recommendation is you just jump in, and it doesn't matter what you've had in the past, with the exception of very young people who are being vaccinated for the first time need to follow the recommendation, either 2 or 3 doses, depending on the vaccine.
We're talking about new COVID vaccines and the latest on the illness. Plus, here comes cold and flu season. Dr. Jonathan Tempe is with us from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. A question around this year every time lately, Dr. Tempe, is, okay, there's COVID vaccines, there's flu vaccines, there's this RSV vaccine. What can I get at the same time as the other ones?
Well, these have now all been studied together, and just saw some data last week at a workgroup meeting that shows that providing the RSV, the influenza, and the COVID vaccine all together is both safe and allows good immune response to all three viruses. So again, we don't have to worry about sequencing and so on. We can just go ahead and vaccinate.
Let's focus in on those other illnesses now. Influenza, one of my personal missions in life, Dr. Tempe, we say influenza. That's not stomach flu. It's a respiratory disease. Talk a little bit about what influenza is and why we go to the trouble of making vaccines for it each year.
Well, I tend to do a lot of teaching of our family practice residents about this. And when I describe influenza, I tend to relate that this is one of those illnesses that you can almost identify to the hour when it hits. People tend to have fever, tend to have significant fatigue, tend to develop a cough or sore throat or both, and they just feel really lousy. Influenza tends to last for 3 or 4, 5 days before people start feeling better, but it can have a very long tail. Not quite as bad as long COVID, but typically it takes up to 6 weeks for your lungs and your breathing to recover after a good case of influenza. But again, influenza is mostly preventable with appropriate use of vaccines.
Every year there's this effort to say, okay, what flu strains are out there in the world? And how do we best match our vaccines to it? What are you watching now as we map those two together?
Well, one of the biggest news items is coming out of the COVID pandemic. And one of the two strains of influenza B went extinct in the world. And this wasn't because of vaccine, but this is probably because of distancing, masking, and other public health measures taken. But now our influenza vaccines have reverted back to a vaccine containing 3 instead of 4 different types of influenza. So that's kind of the big news out there.
And then RSV. This is a vaccine that is out there, an illness that I think fewer people are familiar with. You are on the CDC, adult RSV vaccine workgroup. Tell us a little bit about this respiratory syntactic virus. Is that how I'm saying it?
It's a respiratory syncytial
virus. I'm so close.
But yeah, very, very close. Well, there are really 3 targets for this vaccine. First, older adults. So there's an adult vaccine that can be provided. Right now, the recommendation is everybody over the age of 75 and some high-risk people over the age of 60. And high risk could be asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, underlying heart disease and heart failure, being immunocompromised. The second group, however, is pregnant women. And pregnant women should get this vaccine during pregnancy because it equips the newborn with antibody that will protect that newborn over the first 4 to 6 months of life when RSV really is a terrible actor. And then there's a third, not really a vaccine, but it's a monoclonal antibody, which we recommend for all infants who are being born during the RSV season. And it's a one-time injection, and it protects that infant over the next 6 months. And it's been shown to be incredibly effective. And again, I really want to stress both the maternal and the childhood vaccine, incredibly safe.
Bringing things back around to COVID vaccines, Dr. Tempe, a key part of vaccines is they only work if people actually take them. And I understand the last round or two, we've seen pretty low uptake. What's going on?
Well, across the board in Wisconsin, less than 19% of us have received the last updated vaccine, so the one that was available last fall. So that's only one in five people. For people over the age of 65, it's more like 50% receive the vaccine. But that's way too low to protect us against this devastating disease. And I'll just kind of remind listeners that over the last 3 weeks in Wisconsin, we had 32 deaths attributable to COVID-19. So it's still out there, it's still circulating, and there are things we can do to protect against it.
This time of year, especially I think with flu vaccines, people try to game out the timing. Should I do it right away early in the season? Should I wait until October so it stretches through the season, the highest potency? What do you recommend when it comes to timing of COVID vaccines, flu vaccines, and those who get the RSV vaccines?
Well, I think there's no consensus in terms of trying to game the system or do the timing. When it's available and when you're able to get to your pharmacy or your physician's office is a really good time to get the vaccine.
And briefly, there are other precautions apart from vaccines. Do you have thoughts on, you know, are we thinking about masking in certain situations?
Well, you know, I work in the healthcare sector and we watch very carefully. And once we get into the respiratory virus season, we will probably institute masking, at least on a case-by-case basis. So I've really watched things change dramatically over the last 5 years from rare use of masking to pretty routinely. And even this time of year, about half my colleagues are in mask during clinical hours. So we just have to take our cues from the health system and also on the good surveillance being done out there.
Dr. Tempty, thanks for joining us.
And you take care. Always a pleasure again. And remember to get vaccinated.
That's Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Look with us for a look at the latest COVID vaccines.